It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is Brouhaha. Herlinda's back. Mark Carpenter is
How
with
we
us,
doing?
Of course. Good. All right, I've been reading up today. Yes, I do some research about Stone Brewing in Napa. You guys are downtown, right?
Yep, on 3rd Street and Soskal.
Wow, it sounds amazing. The building itself and the beer is obviously great, and a wonderful restaurant.
Yes.
Stone Brewing. Introduce our guest.
So we've got Steve Gonzalez, who's our friend from Stone. He's one of the brewers working with like the small batch breweries and experimental beers. The big Stone Brewing down in Escondido near San Diego, Stone World Gardens and Bistro, has that place is huge. It's it's probably the size of the new Russian River in Windsor, but it has this great restaurant as
really?
Well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's big.
Mm-hmm. And where's that? That's the Napa one or no?
No, that's Escondido.
Near San Diego.
Escondido, yeah.
And then
of course.
You guys have one in Richmond, Virginia.
Correct.
And Shanghai, a new one in
Shanghai. Oh, get out of here. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, let's hear the history about all this. I mean, how did this start? Did it start in Napa and now you're in Shanghai, for God's sakes?
No. So it actually started with music. So our co-founders, one of them was in a band, Steve Wagner, and he had taken a brewing class, and so had Greg Cook, who owned a recording studio. And Steve was recording at one of Greg's studios, and they recognized each other, and they're like, "You were in that brewing class." So it was kind of actually founded from music, which is pretty cool.
And how long ago?
We'll be celebrating our 23rd anniversary in August.
Good grief. Where the hell have I been? Wow. How long is the Napa?
Napa, we just celebrated our first anniversary in May.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's one of those old stone buildings.
Yeah,
right,
talk
on the
about
river.
That. The stone building, I saw some photos. It looked
Can
really
you open
cool.
That? We need beer.
It was built in 1877.
Jeez.
And it was kind of a warehouse on the river and had been various things, of course, over its very, very long life. I believe the upper level was a dance hall at one point.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yes, and it is two levels.
Uh-huh.
And talk about the restaurant, because it gets rave reviews.
So,
this is not just a beer pub thing, right? I mean, it's not a...
Yeah, so the restaurant in Napa, we weren't able to put a fume hood in there, but there is a smoker outside, a really, really nice smoker from Texas. So the smoked meats are really good. So we do a lot of brisket, we do ribs, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Nice stuff. I believe it was like $30,000 for the smoker, so it's serious stuff. And then I really like the kimchi salad. That's my favorite thing on the menu. So, it's fantastic.
They have a lot of vegetarian stuff there, too. I was with a couple of vegetarians when I went to go eat there, and they were like thrilled. You know, it's like very California Napa.
Yeah, have you ever been over there?
To Stone? I haven't been to the Napa one. I've been to their headquarters in San Diego in that brewery. It's really quite a nice operation. And Steve and I know each other. We've judged at the beer festival in Denver, right?
Yep.
And together there we met. But he's a brewer, and he's really a brewer. You know, he just was brewing over in Napa today. So he's my kind of guy, you know, because we both like brewing quite a bit, and that's our passion. Where beer we're drinking is one of his recipe, and it's a delicious hoppy lager beer.
Hoppy lager,
5.8 alcohol, not too high in the alcohol, which I like.
Yeah,
and I'll let him talk about it. But it's three hops, one of which. You know, I've talked before on this show about all the new hops being developed for aroma and whatnot.
Right.
And this has one that I hadn't heard of before. Maybe I heard of it as an experimental number, but now it has a name. And so tell us about this beer, actually. I love this beer.
So it came out, the cashmere hop that's in there. This is Stone Tropic of Thunder Lager. And it's really fun to try this with people because they say, I'm not really into lagers. I'm going to try this one. It's got a lot of hops. Yeah, everyone tells me that. And then they try it, and they're like, wow, this has a lot of flavor. So the cashmere hop in there is a relatively new variety that was launched about the same time as one of my other favorites. Tahoma and Triple Pearl is another one. They all launched about the same time, and And Cashmere is the one that's really taken off. On its own, it has a real kind of cantaloupe note to it.
Really?
Tropical?
Yeah.
Is it like Cashmere, like dun-dun-dun, dun-dun-dun, you know, Zeppelin? Or is it like Cashmere, like my favorite sweater?
Yeah, like your favorite sweater. Unfortunately, yeah. It's not as cool as Led Zeppelin.
Let Mark be the judge. How many different beers are available? Let's say Napa.
Right now, I believe we have 8 brewed in-house, and then I think it's 26 taps.
Wow.
Occasionally, we have guest taps, but most of them are just Stone stuff.
You guys had a huge brewery in Berlin that was fairly new that you guys just kind of turned over to BrewDog, sold to BrewDog, and it was big news in the beer world and the finance world even as well, because that was a huge brewery in Berlin, and especially in a country that was known for beer, and you guys, you know, went in doing, you know, a pretty big operation. So can you tell us a little bit about, like, what's going on with that now?
So it's 100 hectoliter brewery, and
what's a hectoliter?
A hectoliter is, well, we're more used to
100 liters.
Yeah, exactly. We're
gotcha.
More used to we're more used to beer barrels in this country, and so 100 hectoliters is 85 beer barrels, a beer barrel being 31 gallons. So that gives you some relative scale.
Yeah.
We've had a big export market to Europe for a really long time, and part of the idea was, okay, if we open a brewery in Europe, we can feed that export market domestically within Europe, if you will. So BrewDog's taken it over. They'll continue to brew some of the Stone beers over there. Not all of them. We'll ship some over. And they have actually had the distribution business for Stone in the UK for a really long time. So we've had a really long-standing business relationship with them.
What's the number one, like, what's the best known Stone beer, like, our listeners would like know of, like, everywhere?
Stone IPA is still, I think, somewhere around half our volume.
You had the Arrogant Bastard as well, too, right?
Yeah, under the same umbrella group,
right?
Arrogant Brewing, Arrogant Consortium, I think we call it now.
My favorite beer is the Choco Vessa, like the small brewery, chocolate, and a little chili, right? Yummy richness.
Yeah, we're big fans of that beer as well, and it's a funny thing. I think it's like $18 a six pack, and it's the one where people just don't even hesitate to pay that kind of money for it. And we actually were making our own chocolate for a really long time.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys are phenomenal.
We're getting the cocoa beans from Belize and roasting them ourselves, which was kind of fun.
And, jeez.
And then my friend Laura Ulrich, she works like with you, right? I did a tour of Germany with her with the Pink Boots Society. So she's actually a woman brewer. We've had her call in before.
Yeah.
but she's like doing experimental beers and small batch with you as well, right?
Yep. She has worked in my department for longer than I've been in it, actually.
Steve Gonzalez is here from Stone Brewing in Napa, downtown on 3rd Street. Great restaurant, great beer. They've been doing it a long time. They're in Escondido, which is basically like, I don't know, suburb of San Diego. Where else? We'll get to Shanghai in a minute.
We have a brewery by the airport at what's called Liberty Station. It's called Liberty Station because it was a
SFO?
Old... No. San Diego.
Oh, San Diego.
Yes, yeah. So Liberty Station was an old Navy base.
Okay.
And now it's been converted over to shops and that sort of thing.
Nice.
It may still be the largest restaurant in San Diego. It was. I know that.
Wow.
And then a big brewery in Richmond that's gigantic.
Virginia,
yes.
Okay.
Not Richmond, California.
No. How did you wind up in Richmond, Virginia?
Looked at all kinds of different locations. I think Columbus, Ohio was one of the...
Good
one
college
of the
town.
Yeah. That was one big beer drinking town.
Yes, I'm sure.
That's why BrewDog's there now, right?
Uh-huh. So came close to that. But it was just, you know, there were a few locations that we were really excited about. And that one just ended up working out.
interesting. Okay, I got to know about Shanghai. How the hell did you wind up in Shanghai?
I think it's just Greg talks about creative risk-taking a lot, and that is a, you know, Stone's been exporting to Japan for like 16 years, all over the place,
wow.
More and more business in China. It's been a really robust export market for us, and people really seem to like American beer quite a bit. So it seemed like just a natural fit.
So how does one open something like that in freaking Shanghai? I mean, was it tough?
I think so. Yeah, it's different, but it's unlike parts of Europe. It's very business friendly in China, so they're very interested in bringing business in, especially if there's jobs and that sort of thing provided. And then we got a really great guy from who had been working for McKellar in China. So we hired him, and he had some really specialized experience in that sort of export or import beer market, I should say. So it was kind of – it was just kind of a natural progression.
Because they're brewing there, and they have a – it's almost like a – like remember when I came back from Shanghai, I was telling you, like, there's so much money there, and it's very luxury. They have, like, a luxury restaurant there. It's like this, like – luxurious brewery, taproom, restaurant. And then when I co-hosted the first Chinese Brewer Association Awards, Stone won a bunch of awards. Yeah.
This is true.
I was like clapping and taking pictures.
And you call it, they call it Stone in Shanghai.
Yep, Stone Shanghai.
Wow. Mark?
Yeah, you know, there's quite a trend these days with so many breweries that lots of them are opening pubs in a number of cities around the U.S. and around the world. It's a way to get your brand out there and get people to recognize your brand. And there's many have been successful along with Stone. Also, there's a lot of expats in China making beer in small brew pubs around China, which I never thought there'd be that kind of market.
Yeah. Because
such a big beer market, and evidently there's enough money that there's a lot of little breweries opening up in China.
Mark wants to know, and I want to know too, and our listeners want to know, Steve Gonzalez, how exactly did you become a brewer, and how did you get into the business?
So a long, long time ago, in the early 90s, I was taking the medical college admissions test.
And, of course you were.
Yeah, so I was studying for it, and I took a study break, went over to my friend's house, and they were brewing beer, and I picked up The New Complete Joy of Home Brewing by Charlie Papazian, and I started reading through it. And I've always been into cooking. I've always been into history. I'm really pretty good at chemistry, and it just felt like a natural kind of fit.
Did you work elsewhere as a brewer before Stone, I assume?
Yeah, I got my professional start as a brewer in 1995 for Sierra Nevada Brewing.
Really?
Yeah. Worked there a few years.
Nice.
I remember reading about Stone Brewing in 1996 while I was on graveyard shift in the Celebrator, and I was like, oh, that's cool.
Celebrator Beer Mag. Nice.
Yeah.
In that area.
But that'll never work. There's too many breweries in San Diego already. And I was wrong. But I'm often wrong.
And now there's even more breweries.
Uh-huh. 140 more later or so.
Yeah. Did you go to school in Chico?
No. I took a few courses at UC Davis, and my plan was to try to get a master's degree in brewing. But I kind of wanted to work, and so when they offered me a job.
Very good.
Yeah.
So he's got a good background.
No kidding. Again, Stone Brewing in Napa celebrating 1 year?
That's correct. We just celebrated our one-year anniversary, and the one-year anniversary beer, it was kind of fun. I aged it in wine barrels, and it was a sour, and we ended up calling it Sauce Skull, two words, sauce and skull, because we're on Soskull Street, S-O-S-C-O-L. And I actually harvested some rose hips and some other botanicals from Favia Winery in Napa. So I actually incorporated some local ingredients into that, and we just kind of kept throwing stuff into it over the course of the year. It was brew six, So it was our sixth brew, and so it was aged for almost a year before we released it, which was kind of fun.
Mark, what are you drinking here now?
Well, this is one we should talk about. It's called Hoppy Beans IPA, and it's made with some coffee beans, and we were comparing it with a chocolate that Herlinda brought in.
From Belgium.
That's some of the greatest chocolate I've ever eaten.
And killer chocolate in Belgium.
And this Hoppy Beans, Steve, you should tell us about it because it's quite a good beer.
It's killer with this chocolate.
So my assistant brewer, this was his brainchild. So I call it a collaboration of two young masters. There's a real young roaster named Chris, and he runs a brand new roastery in Napa called Naysayer. Really flavorful, really cool stuff he's doing. He's doing different stuff where he leaves the coffee on the coffee cherry skin for a while. So coffee is actually surrounded by fruit, the bean. And when that cherry dries out, it really gives a lot of fruitiness to the coffee.
Are you tasting coffee in this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You can even smell it right off the bat.
Does it have caffeine?
I would assume.
Yeah.
Lots of caffeine.
So it's got a kick.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No, it really tastes like a coffee bean, you know.
You know, we should have him. We should have that coffee roaster on with you one day, and because I love coffee beers and I love coffee. I know you guys like coffee too, but that I think that's really interesting when they do that. So, like, usually you see coffee like in a stout, you know, like in a darker beer, mm-hmm. and this is an IPA, right, or lager? But
it's an IPA.
It's an IPA, yeah, and it's like, you know, yellow, you know, more like yellow. When you think of coffee beers, you think of like dark beers, and this is like surprises you.
Yeah, I'll say this about Chris too of Naysayer. He was a lot more engaged than most collaborators. Almost too much. It's like, dude, we got that handled, man. You don't have to worry about that part. We're good. Exactly.
That's great.
If you're listening in Napa, the Napa area, make sure you get to Stone Brewing if you haven't already. If you're over on this side of the hill, next time you're in Napa, downtown on 3rd Street. Stone Brewing, great restaurant, cool building, great beer. Steve Gonzalez from Stone Brewing. Great to meet you, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming over. And Herlinda and Mark Carpenter.
Yep.
We won't see you next week because it's 4th of July.
Oh, it is already.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, and I didn't get to, since I got back from that D-Day Normandy trip, my father gathered some sand to bring back for you from Omaha Beach.
Nice.
When we were at the ceremonies for the 75th anniversary, and so I'll bring you some of that sand that he put aside for you.
So we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Very good.
Steve, you're welcome anytime. I hope to see you again, man.
Yeah.
Can't wait to come back.
Yep. And next time I'm in Napa, I'll be popping in.
The food is good.
All right.